The SME Clinic, brought to you in association with Zenadyn, your accountancy experts in supporting local businesses to grow.
Seamus, thanks for joining me on the show.
Hi, Amber, and thanks for having me on the show today.
No problem, my pleasure. So AI, it's a term on everyone's lips at the moment, and there's ChatGPT to automation. It's just a very hot topic, I suppose, at the moment. Can you share from your own experience how AI is impacting on SMEs right now, Seamus?
Oh, certainly, Amber. And the pace at which AI has entered everyday conversations from the boardroom to the kitchen table and even into the GA dressing rooms up and down the country, it has been spectacular. The current AI conversation predominantly focuses, I think, on large enterprise, the Magnificent Seven companies such as Apple and Amazon, and the associated trillion-dollar valuations attached to these companies, which has largely driven itself by AI. But from my perspective, though, government policy in Ireland has to pivot towards the SME sector. SME businesses account for approximately 99% of all businesses in Ireland, with over 2.3 million people employed in the sector. And whilst Ireland does have a national AI strategy, that is itself integrated with EU policy, we really do need to see this strategy brought to life within the SME sector. And in my experience, Amber, and that would align with the general consensus in the market, I believe, SME companies lag behind larger businesses due to various AI adoption barriers, cost being the primary barrier that I would see. And whilst this is understandable, SMEs at the same time do not want to be left behind either. And there are some common threads among SME companies that have integrated AI successfully into their business in terms of overcoming adoption barriers. So look, let's just have a look at some of those barriers. And as I mentioned already, firstly, cost concerns. Mm-hmm. So licenses to use AI can be expensive. And what I've seen work is clients focusing initially on one high impact use case and then prove the return on investment in that one scenario before expanding into other areas. And a second barrier then to AI adoption that you can see is a skills gap. So SME business owners and management fear that they lack knowledge. And various reports have shown that successful AI integration generally starts by developing a smaller working AI group and then nominating an AI champion to lead the project and to take on the ownership of it. Amber, then we've also seen, and look, we've all heard at this point, I think, the narrative around AI, that AI mm-hmm. will result in job losses. And it's really important that management, I think, introduce AI as a support function, not as a replacement. AI will remove low-value, more mundane tasks, so your skilled workforce can then concentrate on value-add activities within the business. And lastly, Amber, in terms of AI adoption barriers, SME business owners are worried about data integrity and confidentiality. So it is critical that your AI team carry out rigorous due diligence on software providers, that they demand compliance certifications, for example, and that they communicate transparently about data use. And when management effectively deals with the adoption barriers that I mentioned, then you do create the platform to build trust in AI. And there are some really good, interesting case studies out there at the moment, Amber. And I had a recent case of a family-owned manufacturer that was struggling with stock inefficiencies, and by using AI forecasting, management were able to model different reorder strategies and develop a new process and thereby reduce stock write-offs and freeing up cash in the process. So all in all, look, you know, a really positive outcome for the use of AI in an Irish SME context, Amber.
Yeah, and that's great to see as well, you know, that there can be, I suppose, solutions put in place through using AI. Seamus, I suppose, in your own world, when it comes to business advisory and audit, how is AI changing your own profession?
Oh, dramatically so, Amber, in my opinion. And similar to other professions and SME businesses, AI is revolutionising accountancy and auditing by automating routine tasks like data entry and reconciliation and just generally boosting productivity where it is used effectively. And so AI is allowing accountants to focus on higher value activities such as strategic advisory and data analysis rather than traditional compliance work that you might associate with the profession. And I think in general, like, accountants are adapting by developing new skills in data analytics and technology, while the profession itself continues to address the ethical implications of AI by actively updating training programs and preparing the next generation for an AI-driven environment. And we seem to be living in a defining era for the profession in that sense, Amber. And look, as head of assurance and audit in Zenadyn, I'm particularly energized by how AI can facilitate our teams to deliver a more efficient value-add audit. And AI in the audit allows our audit teams to automate repetitive tasks, for example. It allows teams to produce enhanced data analysis and also to perform an improved risk assessment. And this facilitates auditors and our audit teams to analyze entire data sets and populations instead of just samples as it was previously. And we can identify anomalies more efficiently and shift our focus then to higher value strategic analysis, which our clients really appreciate. And AI tools within the audit also support tasks like review of lengthy documents, such as contracts and legal agreements. And that was quite a manual task in the past. On the flip side then, Amber, right, however, and it is important to acknowledge this, the potential upside of AI in auditing also brings associated risks, such as bias and inaccuracy. It brings about data security challenges potentially, and the potential also for over-reliance on AI output. And it is critical that all accounting and auditing practices, similar to other businesses actually, develop tailored AI policies and procedures that is known and practiced by teams widely throughout the business on a daily basis. And AI, in essence, will never replace the human element within the audit profession, but it will change how we train new joiners and how we upskill our experienced team members. So, Amber, I guess a practical example of how AI is helping auditors and finance teams in business at the moment is in relation to upcoming amendments to the accounting standards used by many of the companies and business owners listening in today. So from 1 January 2026, there is an amendment to the FRS 102 accounting standard for the recognition of revenue and leases within your accounts. And those amendments will potentially impact clients with significant amounts of revenue contracts and operating leases. And specifically then in terms of how AI can help in this case. So the accounting amendments will require clients to review possibly hundreds of contracts and legal agreements to ascertain the relevant contractual details and then make further calculations and assessments. And now, traditionally, these documents would have to be manually reviewed, with the process taking a junior member of the finance team perhaps days in the past. Whereas now, various AI platforms do exist that will read the documents and extract the relevant data in a matter of moments, allowing staff within accountancy practices to concentrate on more skilled and judgmental work within that project. So all in all, Amber, AI is really shaking up the accounting and auditing industry, and it's an exciting time for everyone, I think.
Okay, well, that's really interesting to hear. You mentioned some of the benefits there, I suppose. And when we're talking about small businesses, Seamus, what do you see maybe as the main benefits of AI and of the technological advances that we are seeing at the moment?
Yeah, I think this is the real meat of the debate, Amber, to be honest, you know. And AI has the potential, in my opinion, to unlock so many benefits for small businesses. And as I mentioned earlier, I think we need the various government agencies to almost decode AI for small business owners and bring the use cases to life so that management can understand the practical everyday uses for AI in the workplace. And there's no doubt that ethically correct and appropriate use of AI can be a game changer for small businesses, helping them to compete with larger competitors. And I have seen SME businesses use AI very effectively. I'll try to capture some of those situations for the listeners, Amber. So, for example, AI can assist with improving efficiency and productivity. As we know now, AI automates repetitive tasks such as data entry, scheduling, and customer queries. And this, in turn, can free up employees' time to focus on higher value work like strategy and customer engagement. And specific examples would be in Kerry. Everyone knows that you're world famous for its hospitality and tourism sector, Amber. And we're seeing businesses use AI chatbots to handle things like frequently asked questions or 24/7 bookings in the tourism sector. Another example might be around Teams. So anyone who uses Teams on a regular basis is familiar with the challenge of managing diaries for multiple people. And again, using AI scheduling tools to optimize Teams' calendars can really help to make more efficient use of everyone's time. AI is also really helpful in the situation of better customer service and targeted personalization by being able to analyze large amounts of data for a customer over a course of a period of time. An example of that might be around AI-driven systems that can accurately predict customer behaviors. Again, particularly useful in the retail sector in the run-up to busy periods like Christmas. Another benefit, Amber, is data-driven decision-making. So AI can process vast amounts of data quickly. It can identify trends and insights that would be difficult to see manually. And again, this helps business owners make smarter, evidence-based decisions very, very quickly. Okay. And finally, Amber, in terms of the benefits of AI, AI can help to improve marketing and sales. And this is an area I feel that SMEs are not focusing on just yet, but hopefully will in the future. Again, I think the immediate focus for SMEs is on cost saving and efficiency, but AI can help on both sides of your profit and loss account. AI tools, right, in terms of marketing and sales, can help identify the best leads and optimize advertising spend through predictive analytics and also through customer segmentation. And a good example of that is around customer sentiment analysis for social media and brand management. Look, and that's an area that's ever developing, Amber.
Yeah, I can imagine it certainly is. Obviously, I think we're all aware, and you mentioned it earlier as well, Seamus, in terms of AI, that there are obviously risks associated as well as those benefits. And when you add in the fast pace of the geopolitical environment that our business owners are operating in at the moment, can you give our listeners an insight into some of the new risk considerations that they should be maybe aware of and some of the things they should be watching out for as business owners and as managers in businesses as well?
Sure, Amber. Look, it's important to take a step back for all business owners, I think, and analyse their risks. And without doubt, risk in AI and technology is constantly evolving. You know, business owners, management boards of directors, audit and risk committees have to reflect on risks that apply to their business now and ensure that the risk register is up to date and it reflects the risk environment that they currently operate in. And specifically in relation to AI, in April 2021, the European Commission proposed the EU AI Act, and it entered into force in August 2024 on a phased basis across the EU. And for Irish SMEs, this legislation is both a challenge and an opportunity, I feel, because while the Act applies uniformly across all organisations in the EU member states, it does also include specific provisions to support small and medium-sized enterprises. So within an AI risk environment, for me, then there are four key pillars that must be adhered to ensure AI is used responsibly by a business. And first, we have bias. So AI learns from historical data, which may carry hidden biases. We must question and validate those outputs always. And again, this is another reason why the human element will always be required when it comes to decision-making and judgmental areas. Mm-hmm. Transparency is another key pillar. Though AI just doesn't justify conclusions, the user of AI must ensure conclusions are explainable. Thirdly, we have governance of data. The customers absolutely deserve clarity on where data is stored and who can access it and how it is used. And then lastly, we have accountability. So no matter how advanced the AI is, responsibility for the output rests with the user, being management in the case of our SMEs. And take a step back then, Amber, and looking at risk in a broader sense, and we clearly live, as you said, in uncertain geopolitical times, right? And the pace and the dynamic nature of the world we live in creates so many new risks, challenges, and indeed opportunities. But just to look at it from the risk perspective now, business owners really need to take the time to step back and consider if their business is adequately prepared for the potential new risks that have manifested in recent years. And I'll just run through some of those new risk areas that I've seen our clients consider in their own risk registers. And firstly, I think has been well documented at this stage, right, the tariff situation in the US, a 15% tariff, for example, is something that you might be able to deal with, whereas at 50% tariff rate, you know, trade might stop. And SMEs have to consider the impact of tariffs within their own sector. Next is sustainability. So someone said to me recently, Amber, that nature is sending invoices, and we can certainly appreciate that in Ireland after recent weather events. And really, we'd have to ask the question, are these extreme weather events something that impacted businesses should factor into annual budgets now at this point? We also have the energy topic, and look at something that has really exercised businesses and households throughout the country for many years, given the price spikes we are experiencing. So price of energy and the long-term security of energy as a small island on the edge of Europe with a current overdependence on imported energy are significant considerations for businesses. And again, businesses need to consider how they can mitigate this risk. And a final risk consideration, Amber, is to put out there in terms of a micro risk that we are seeing creating a lot of challenges for company is employee turnover, and perhaps particularly relevant in the AI and tech sectors, you know, particularly with team members who are the majority of the time working from home. Look, we are seeing a churn. And is that churn created by a lack of connection to the company by not being physically present on a more consistent basis in the office? And again, that's something I think that management and boards of directors, business owners need to consider as a potential risk.
Certainly, yeah, lots to think about there for businesses, but great, I suppose, for you to highlight them so that they can, I suppose, add them to their list and, you know, I suppose, watch out for them, make sure they do avoid those risks associated. Just before we finish up, Seamus, what would your key message be for business owners in relation to AI and its use?
Yeah, no problem, Amber. And look, there's much to reflect on, but I have three key messages really around AI and risk in business for in general, right? And number one for me, and even though we've spent, you know, the last while talking about AI and technology, number one has to be about investing in people and training. And, you know, a simple Google search will turn up a number of succinct, tailored AI training programs for SME business owners and employees. Like investment in programs like this will start to empower your employees to start engaging with AI in a meaningful way. And look, employees who fear AI as a threat are less likely to embrace it. And by investing in training, that builds trust. And my experience is that empowered and invested employees will find creative applications for AI, leading to a competitive advantage, I believe, in the long run. The key point being, Amber, that without investing in people's technology skills, even the most advanced AI will underperform or even misfire, in my opinion. that success, the success of AI, it depends on the human capability. So the systems are powerful, no doubt, but they require skilled people who can understand and interpret the output. And not only that, but human judgment is required at various stages of the process, and it also ensures that AI operates ethically and within the various compliance frameworks. And so for business owners themselves, I think it's critical to lead by example. So using AI tools themselves and developing a culture of curiosity in their own business, and then being open to a new trend of reverse learning, Amber. The reality is that many of the graduates that are joining businesses at the moment are AI literate, and more experienced team members can learn from younger colleagues, you know. A second key takeaway for me, Amber, is I would start with a specific result in mind. So you don't need a revolution overnight. A structured approach with incremental gains works best. So again, like I mentioned earlier, identify one high value outcome, you know, perhaps faster invoice payment or faster collection of debts, and then map out that current process, and thoroughly choose an AI tool to enhance it. And I would pilot that AI then with a small group of customers before refining based on your feedback, and then standardizing it and rolling it out more broadly. And last in Amber, as a business owner, I would develop AI use policies for your business that allows your team to maximize the benefits of AI, but also provides the protection and safeguards that gains the trust of your customers and other stakeholders. And I think this is a really important piece of the AI puzzle, and one that you should get advice on really, really early.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that's some great advice there and some important aspects for businesses to look at. But Seamus, you've gone through it in great detail. So thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening. It's been great to talk to you.
Sure. And thank you very much, Amber, and delighted to get the opportunity. Thank you.
The SME Clinic, brought to you in association with Zenadyn, your accountancy experts in supporting local businesses to grow.